This is Christine reporting for Future Media, and with me today is Tega Shimi-Yashimi, the Chief Executive of Sanlam Investments here in Namibia. A very familiar face, very familiar voice. I think most people know you, Tega. Very welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much, Christine. Always great to be here with you.
So today we're talking about the Future Media and Sanlam Hit for Hope Charity Golf Day. It's taking place on the 28th of March. It's a Friday, because Fridays are for golf, right? Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, yes, apparently are for golf. But we're doing it on the 28th of March, and Sanlam is our partner in this initiative again this year. Before we get into the whole golf day, I want us to get warmed up a bit, okay? I want us to get a little bit comfortable. So you can play along wherever you're listening from. It's a little bit of golf trivia, because you are a very big golfer, Tega. Why do you like golf so much?
I think the one thing that is so refreshing about golf is the fact that it's just you against the odds. It's depending on what competition you're playing, it's really just you and that little white ball, you know. And you know, me as a nature lover as well, it's just great just being out there for a few hours, you know, in the tranquility of just you, bushes, sometimes many rocks, and hopefully some greens as well. So it's just great for meditation and just get away and just, you know, just an unwinding.
Yeah.
Now that for me makes golf just such a pleasurable thing. And you challenge yourself individually. Mm.
I drove past the Vintook Golf Club where we're going to host it this year. I drove past it yesterday and I saw there's green. It's not just brown anymore. There's green, which is very refreshing.
Which is actually interesting because, you know, with the rain, it's just amazing how much, you know, just a small bit of rain actually does to that golf course. Because if you looked at the golf course in early December, it was brown, right?
Yeah.
So, and just this little rain has just been a blessing. And, I was on the golf course on Saturday, and it's refreshing, you know.
Yeah.
It's just really refreshing just to see, you know, how the green just sprouts. And I won't say that the game has improved, but it's just great getting out there.
Yeah. Every time I ask my husband, how was golf? Terrible. Played terribly. Did you enjoy it? Yeah, it was great.
Yes.
Really enjoyed it. Okay, so let's get into our golf trivia. What does the term chicken stick refer to in golf? Do you know?
Actually, I don't, eh?
It's the one club in your bag that you can always rely on. It's your go-to safety club.
That must be my 7-iron.
That's your chicken stick.
That's my chicken stick, yeah, the 7-iron.
What does the term flusher refer to?
A flasher?
A flusher.
A flusher.
Flusher, like flushing something down.
I guess when you hit a proper putt or...
So the putt that circles the entire cup and then goes in.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
That's a flusher.
That's a flusher, okay.
And then what country has the most golf courses per capita?
It must be in Asia. It must be, I'll guess, either Thailand or Vietnam.
Nope.
It's not?
No. It's Iceland.
Oh, gosh.
Iceland has, I mean, they've got less than 400,000 people. We think that we're small.
Oh, wow.
And they've got 65 golf courses. So that's one course for every 6,000 Icelanders. And what's really strange is their golf season is only from late May to early September.
Exactly.
It's really short.
It must be a few months.
But apparently between early June and late July, you can play past midnight because the sun is still shining.
It just shows that, you know, my golf trivia sucks.
Well, at least...
Just like my game, I guess.
Okay, so back to Hit for Hope. Future Media started this initiative 4 years ago, making this a fun day in support of education. It's something that we're very passionate about, supporting education initiatives. And then we approached Sanlam last year, and you guys have jumped on board Benson Boykies in the whole thing. Explain to us why this is something that you guys had a resounding yes to.
So Christine, I think if one looks at one of our key pillars, I mean, with Sanlam being a key player within the financial services industry within the country, you know, we're just not an insurance business or an investment business. You know, we really see, you know, our interventions within the community, in the broader community, as one of our key interventions. You know, so education is one of our CSI pillars, And we've been involved in a lot of educational initiatives, education and sports. I mean, obviously golf is a is a sport as well. But I think for this specific intervention, education is really one of the key sectors that we want to support. And then one thing also that really just drew us to us is really the on benefit of the charity initiative that Future Media actually have initiated. I think you started this 4 years ago in terms of the beneficiaries of this. And, you know, when we had that conversation last year, it was just almost a no-brainer to say, but this is something that we really want to get involved in and would want to continue getting involved in the Hit for Hope.
So it's going to be a fun day.
Yeah.
The focus is on fun. And we want to encourage other people to come and have fun with us. Obviously, all for a good cause, but you've got to have fun when you do this. Because if your golf game sucks, you might as well have fun. And this is not necessarily just for professionals.
Sure.
So when you played last year, what was fun for you? What stood out for you about this specific day that makes it different?
You know, what was really, really great, as much as, you know, we compete against other financial institutions, it was great to see some of our competitors. In fact, one of our competitors and my colleagues in marketing, they get irked. The fact that one of our competitors actually, you know, their team entry actually won the overall golf day. That is fantastic. You know, the banter thereof, the fact, like you rightly said, it's a fun day, you know, whether you're an amateur golfer as well, or just a novice golfer or professional. It's, you know, just the format and the mere fact that also all the different sponsored holes were, you know, by different entities and companies. It's a fantastic networking occasion. You know, like you rightly said, it's a Friday. It's a Friday afternoon, day off from the office, and that for me was very, very great. And also the prizes were also great. And we you know, and we probably after our game from Sanlam as a sponsor, as one of the other prize givers as well, which we'll talk about that in a minute as well. Yeah.
So if you do want to enter a team, it costs 6,000 Namibian dollars for a team of four, and you get lots of fun, lots of perks, lots of treats, lots of laughs. And you can email golf@futuremedia.com.na for the entry form or to get more details.
And maybe just on that, Christine, that 6,000 Namibian dollars entry fee does not go to Future Media, does not go to Sanlam. It goes purely to the charity that we, the sponsor charities that we've identified as beneficiaries for this day. So please, it's not a money-making one for us.
No.
It really is really to give back to our educational interventions.
Yep. And if you are passionate about education, but you're a small company that can't necessarily give thousands of dollars or a lot of time every year, this is a fun day. You give one day of your time, and you, like you said, come and network, come and get treated, and you still support education. So exciting things the players can look forward to. There's something really nice to look forward to this year that Sanlam has brought in. Tell us more.
Well, yeah, so you know, for the competitive guys, the guys who take their golf a little bit seriously, or just maybe some of the lucky guys, we have what we call a hole-in-one prize. Hole number nine that we are sponsoring from a Sanlam perspective, specifically that hole. And there is a hole-in-one price of $100,000 Namibian dollars. No additional entry fee required. You just come there, show up. If you ever going to play any bad golf, just save the best shot for the ninth hole on the 28th of March.
I heard the other day that they've done research on this. So this is legitimate, like there's science to it. People that believe in their own luck are just luckier.
Yes.
So just believe that you are lucky enough. And I actually, because I can't math, mine is like 5 plus 5 is 10, and that's it. So I asked ChatGPT, this is what's happening. What are the odds of someone actually hitting a hole in one? Because most guys would say, oh, no, that'll never happen to me. And it's 12%.
It is 12%. So it's really, you know, I'm not an avid poker player, but I mean, 12%, the odds are there. And I must say, you know, not this tournament, I've actually seen a hole in one on that ninth hole. So it has happened before at the Winter Golf Country Club. So the odds are there. So yeah, just come try your luck. Like I said, if there's one best shot you're going to play it on the ninth hole.
Well, it is nice because usually, usually by the ninth hole, the guys, well, if I listen to my husband, he says, oh, the first nine, we're like, meh, but the back nine, that was fine because you've warmed up. So that's your first, like, where you'll see your game turn, hopefully.
Exactly.
But that is the hole-in-one prize from Sanlam, $100,000 Namibian that you can win. No questions asked.
Yes.
If we see it's a hole-in-one, you're the first one to do it, then there's your 100K.
Exactly. Yeah.
January will not be worrying next anymore. Year. Put the 100K away for next January. So that is the Hit for Hope Charity Golf Day, proudly brought to you by Future Media and Sanlam. Tega, thank you so much for making time to chat to us. We look forward to having a lot of fun on the day. If you want more details on how to support the day, get involved with the day, enter the competition, then you can email golf@futuremedia.com.na.
And maybe just some parting words, Christine. Even if you're not a golfer, please join us on the 28th of March. We will have pledge forms as well. If you want to pledge, you know, something towards the charity organizations, please join us. And it'll be great to just have fun and network with you.
Perfect.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
All right.